Welcome to the Sassy Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. I started my own handmade business as a hobby in 2013. After hours and hours of research and trial and error, I was able to grow my own handmade business from a hobby into a full-time income that now supports my family. My goal is to help you implement those same strategies that I use in my business so that you can skip the stress and get straight to success. Now let's get started. Welcome back to the Sassy Creative. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. Today we're going to be wrapping up our series on passive income ideas and strategies. And we're going to be talking about specifically digital products. Now, I'm betting that when I said a few weeks ago that we were starting a passive income series, that digital products was the very first thing that popped into your mind with, selling SVGs and invitations and calendars and all of those things. That's really what most people think of first. And there are actually several other ways to generate passive income if you aren't wanting to learn a new digital skill. And that's why I saved this topic for last in the series. I wanted to talk about the easier ways of affiliate marketing, podcasting, YouTubing, those kinds of things first. And it can be difficult to start selling digital products if you aren't particularly computer savvy. So that being said, I'm not going to get into the technical details of how to make all of these different items. This is just meant to serve as more of a brainstorming session and to try to give you ideas of where to start or maybe different niches to kind of start learning about and researching to see if it might work for you and your business. Now, before recording this episode, I researched the top digital products on Etsy, and this is what I found. The number one thing that I found on the search with the most traffic was printable calendars. So I'm talking fitness trackers, budget planners, meal planners, that kind of thing. And then these kind of the rest of the things that kind of trickled in. Printable art, such as nursery art or office art, wedding signs, wedding invitations, party signs. And then a close, came in last, but it was still a strong volume were crocheting and knitting patterns. Now, those were the top digital categories I found. There's definitely a lot of other ones to choose from. So with these types of products, the sellers, they design the artwork in a digital program that could be Photoshop, that could be Canva, Adobe Illustrator, whatever program is necessary for that specific product. Then they upload the file to Etsy. The customer then, say they get on to Etsy and they say, okay, I need a baby shower sign. They search it, they find it, they decide, okay, this is the perfect one. They pay for it. And then once payment processes, they download the file to, the file is instantly sent to their Etsy profile and they download it to their personal computer so that they can then print it themselves or send it somewhere to be printed. Now you need to make sure that you have the specific information of how it needs to be printed for them so that they know what to do with it, but they are ultimately responsible for it. Now you only have to do the work once, which is designing it and uploading it. So you design the wedding sign, which, let's say estimating, depending on how much work or whatever it is, that it takes you 3 hours. Then you upload it to Etsy, your work is done. You don't then have to spend the additional 4 to 6 hours remaking it every single time it's purchased. So you work now, then you make the money later. So the cha-chings don't mean that now you've got to do additional work. So that's the beauty in all of it. But there are a few things that I want you to keep in mind. Each type of file, depending on what you're going to sell, there are specific sizes and formats. So it's important that you familiarize yourself with what information you need and the specific details for each type of file before you start selling. It's incredibly frustrating to buy a file and the information not be correct. So it's of the utmost importance that you do that correctly and you do put in the research before you start posting. It's also important that you're very clear in your listing that you're selling a file and not a physical product. Now, though, there will always be the oddball person that doesn't read and they think that they're getting a sign for $4 shipped to them and they don't realize that it's a file and they're going to have to, you know, do all the extra work for it. But as much as possible and as many places as possible, make sure that you are as clear as possible that it is a digital product and not a physical product. You also want to include whether or not your items can be used for personal or commercial use. So this just makes sure that buyers are aware of what they are allowed to do with it once they purchase. Can they use the item that they're purchasing to make a physical product to sell? You want to make sure that you're letting buyers know that. Of the most importance is testing your files before you list them. This helps you avoid an exponential amount of problems. If you test it first, that's also putting the work in on the front end, and it reduces the amount of work that you have to do on the back end when customers get it and potentially run into issues that you weren't aware of. On that note, you want to be sure to let customers know how to reach you should there be a problem. In most instances, once you set it up, once you load it, things should be on autopilot unless you are offering customizable files, but that's a whole another topic for another day. So selling the files, it does require the same effort as starting a shop that sells physical products. So we want to be really clear on that. It's not just a show up, make money type of thing. You need a solid product line. You need target market research and a strong marketing plan. I see a lot of people that try to set up digital shops and say, oh, it's not working. I posted these things and I'm not selling. I'm not making a lot of money. Well, you have to go into it knowing that all of those things that apply to a physical shop are still really important with a digital shop. There's still customers there with the same psychology and the same mentality that you still have to apply. So there still needs to be, like I said, solid product line. You've got to research your target market and you have to have a strong marketing plan. But when you execute that correctly, it is a great way to increase your earning potential without adding a whole lot of workload to yourself. So I hope that this series has helped you think of at least one, hopefully at least one, passive income stream that you can add to your business, whether it's affiliate marketing, whether it's podcasting, whether it's a YouTube channel, or selling digital files. I hope that one of those things will help you grow your business and expand your earning potential. As handmade sellers, or even just humans, it's important for us to diversify and not have all of our eggs in one basket. So that's really been my goal with this series, is to help you diversify your options and make sure that you're not just depending on one source. So I'd love to hear your feedback and your plans on if you are going to implement any of these passive income strategies. And you can get in touch with me on Instagram at the Sassy Business Besties. I cannot wait to hear from you. Thank you for listening today. With every episode of the Sassy Creative Podcast, I aim to provide you with useful information that will help you to build a profitable handmade business. For more business tips and strategies, please visit thesassycreative.com. You can also follow me on Instagram at Sassy Business Besties. Talk to you soon.